Hello, and welcome to our bonus interview with Linda Osmond. So, hi, Linda.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So I'm really excited to have this because this is something that is so under-discussed in terms of digestive health, and to really hear Linda's perspective on the lymphatic system and on posture and power posture to optimize digestive health. And so Linda's been an avid health, fitness, and nutrition enthusiast since her early 20s, but she ran into problems with hypothyroidism, hormonal imbalance, and adrenal fatigue beginning in her late 30s, which she partially attributes to years of strenuous exercise, excessive stress, digestive dysfunction, and detoxification issues. So in 2009, Linda was introduced to the TTAP method of mindful movement through the writings of famous thyroid patients advocate Mary Shulman. This totally changed her health and fitness paradigm. In 2010, Linda entered a 60-day TTAP health challenge and experienced great overall health improvements, as well as significant inch loss, and was chosen as a category winner for two consecutive years for her remarkable results. Linda went on to certify for the entirety of workouts and methods taught by Teresa Tapp, exercise physiologist and muscle activation specialist, and earned the exclusive title of Master TTAP Trainer in 2012. Coaching people of all ages and fitness levels in isometric lymphatic movement. And we're going to talk about what that is in this interview. So in addition, Linda has devoted years of study to the complex systems of the human body in order to coach clients toward greater health through education and discovery of root causes to their unresolved health and fitness concerns. So, wow, so over exercise, before we get into our questions, I just wanted to address that. So it's possible to over-exercise,
yes.
Linda?
Okay. Absolutely. and as you might know, and probably a lot of your listeners know, we can do a number on our adrenal glands just by doing that with the whole cortisol and depletion and blood sugar issues. So that is something we definitely don't want to do. And also, in addition to that, specific types of exercise might be causing inflammation in the body. And we know now through the work of Dr. Nicholas Perricone, who introduced the idea that perhaps it was inflammation that was the precursor to disease rather than the other way around, which used to be the paradigm. And that's pretty much been confirmed. So what we want to do is we want to reduce inflammation in the body. And I'm happy to say that the TTAP movements do that. And so that's one thing that drew me to it. It was something that was going to be improving my health and not contributing to adrenal fatigue. And also very, very helpful. Many thyroid patients have reported great health improvements when beginning the TTAP exercises, and there are some things that actually stimulate the thyroid gland, which is helpful, but part of that is just that they weren't walking away or walking to their couches totally adrenally fatigued after a workout. They were actually energized, and part of that has to do with the anti-inflammatory and lymphatic effect of the movements.
Wow, that's so great. So you're saying that with, I guess, well-designed movements, we can be more energized after a workout rather than just sort of collapsing like we would in stage 3 adrenal fatigue after a workout.
Absolutely. Right. Right. There's great attention and detail. Teresa Tapp is the designer of the workout, and that's where the name comes from, T, Tapp. Nothing to do with tap dancing. So she had very intentional design. She actually is an exercise physiologist, and her background is really interesting because it's a personal story that we can get into if you want to. But she has great intent in every movement, every the way that you hold, believe it or not, the way that you hold your fingers, the way that you stretch certain parts of your body when you're doing a movement are actually engaging the lymphatic system as well as isometrically using the muscles, and that's kind of a key point here, and it's one of the reasons that it's a holistic approach to fitness. It's what creates the anti-inflammatory effect and the detoxification effect of the movements. So at some point you might want me to explain what that means with isometric movement, but you go ahead and
absolutely.
And
I think
the flow
before that, we need to go back and talk about the lymphatic system, let's say. We'll go back to the basics here, what we're about to talk about, just to cover all the bases. So the lymphatic system, like, what's that?
Yes, good. And that'll be a good lead-in to answering the other question. So the lymphatic system, you're right, isn't really discussed very much. And thankfully, through some of Teresa's trials and her own family's trials with, well, her mother with cancer, she started in pre-med, save all the women from cancer of the world, and then had some of her own concerns with genetic type lymphatic issues. And so she studied the lymphatic system much earlier than any doctors were even acknowledging that it exists. It was just the circulatory system that they addressed. But the lymphatic system is actually different. It does run along a lot of the blood vessels. So we have lymphatic vessels that are just beneath the surface of the skin. Now we know that they extend everywhere from the feet all the way up. Just recently they discovered more lymphatic vessels in the brain, around the brain, that they didn't know existed. So it's amazing that we think we know a lot about the human body, but then we realize we really don't. So we have the lymphatic vessels. We have different ducts and nodes and organs. So basically how it works is we have fluid, interstitial fluid, which is between the cells in our body, and that fluid is carried along by those lymphatic vessels to lymph nodes that are located throughout the body. We have at least 600 of those, and those are like little pumping stations, and then we have the white blood cells and the lymphocytes and the things that are there to take what's brought from the vessels, and that'll include bacteria, viruses, even cancer cells, and they're to be killed there by the white blood cells if everything is working properly, even parasites. And then that lymph fluid is going to be dumped back into the bloodstream, goes through the spleen and other places until eventually it's eliminated, you know, through the normal elimination methods that we have in our body, the skin, the kidneys, the colon, the lungs. So that's how it should work.
Okay. So the stuff that we don't want, the pathogens and the toxins and everything, goes from the fluid between our cells into the lymphatic system, where it kind of goes through several pumping stations and it travels around the body to different places where bad things get killed. Then it goes through the spleen at some point, and then it's eliminated through our regular elimination pathways of skin, kidneys, liver, large intestine, that stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Correct. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Well, that's a
the lymphatic
overview.
Cool. Okay, so fascia. What's fascia?
Okay. The fascia, and this is another arena where, you know, people are discovering more about it now than we've known in the past, and there's probably so much more to still discover. But if I can just use an analogy for you, this is helpful, I think, to kind of get a visual picture of what this is like in the body. You know, we used to think, oh, the muscles are connected to the bones, and really it's the fascia that's connecting everything to everything. It's surrounding the muscles. It's doing its connective work. And if you can imagine like a web, like a spider web, throughout the body, everywhere, this is what fascia is like. And recently I learned that it is one continuous strand, and it's pretty amazing. Maybe I can give you the link to a video online where people can actually see. I'm not sure how they got this footage, but you can see the fascia kind of in action, because it changes. It's almost like I'm trying to describe how this works. One thing I can say is, since you've got some listeners here that might know what the kelp noodles are and what they look like, they're kind of like clear strands, and when you get them in the package, they're all clumped together because they need to fit in that area, and they're a little sticky. And then when you put them in water, you can separate them and they can spread out. So I liken that to the fascia a bit, because the fascia needs fluid and hydration. And some say that it's actually the hydration method and route through the body. So when we get into trouble with posture and we get misaligned, there's a theory that the fascia can actually start kind of clumping together and becoming almost like a cast. And then we have decreased lymphatics, we have decreased blood flow, and you know, decreased function even on cellular level. So the fascia connects everything together, helps to hold things in place to a degree where the bones aren't doing that. You know, there are people that say that the fascia holds some emotions and memories, and there's a lot to be discovered yet. But what we can say is we don't want the fascia to be all squished together. So one thing about T-tap movements is that we want to elongate and we want to stretch that fascia so that it can't just start to solidify. Maybe that's not the best term, but get stuck together. Right. We want it to function to its best ability.
That's a good visual. I think the kelp noodles is a really good visual for this. And what you're saying about it being one long continuous strand, like a spider web, but actually being one continuous strand, that's amazing.
That is amazing. That's just kind of blows my mind about how can that be. But it also gets my attention to realize that would mean that if I had a web here that I could get my hands on and I pulled it in one location, it's going to affect everything else. It's totally connected. So I don't know how all that plays out in the human body, but it's just we're so interconnected that this all matters, how we align ourselves, our posture, our lymphatic system, the fascia, and it ultimately affects all of our body systems, including digestion.
Okay, so to bring it to digestion. So, what are some of the key muscles around our digestive tract, and how does this all interact like in that area?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, some people, if you're an avid fitness person that really likes muscle building, you might be familiar with the rectus abdominis that runs down the center of your abdominal area, and that's what people want to refer to as a six-pack. That's why I bring that one up. It's easy to visualize where that is because you kind of know what that looks like. And that's on the outside. I'm going to start with a muscle that runs down the side of your body and goes really low, just above the pubic area, and that's the transverse abdominis. And that's really deep because on top of that, we've got some more layers of muscles. We've got the internal obliques that run down the side and the external obliques that also run down the side. So that covers that transverse, and it's very, like I said, it's very deep down there, and that's a muscle that kind of forgets that it exists sometimes. Our bodies don't use it, and our brain kind of disconnects from it and says, I don't know what you're talking about if you tell me to tighten that muscle. And to illustrate what I'm talking about with that muscle, if you want, you can just put your hand lightly above that pubic area and just do a little cough. And you should feel some pressure moving out onto your fingers. And that's the area there that's important, because we want support for the pelvic floor and then that whole digestive system. There are methods that have been designed that Teresa Tapp uses and that we incorporate into the workouts, actually, that will help to tighten those muscles, rebuild nerve connections from brain to muscle, so that when you tell your body to actually tighten that muscle, you can do it. Many people can't do that in the beginning, and that's okay. And if you've had a cesarean section or something where those muscles have been cut, then you've lost nerve connection for sure. So injury, lack of use, we lose, you know, the thing, use it or lose it, we lose connection to our body if we don't use it and we're not mindful about the way we use our muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some...
You can do something about it.
The muscle...
Not all, like, lost. You can do something about it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there have been people that... the medical profession has told that there's nothing they can do about the damage that's occurred from accidents, injuries, and we've seen that to be not true. With TTAP, you actually can rebuild nerve connections. I had a client who, I always think I'm going to look this up, and I haven't done it yet, but she had a brain surgery, and what she told me, and so I don't know if this is the real scientific name of it, but she said her balance nerve was cut in her brain. I don't know if that was intentional, accidental, how, whatever, but she obviously had some issues with balance. In a very short time, that improved dramatically, and so I have to believe that she was already reconnecting nerves there that had been cut. So pretty fascinating.
Yeah, really fascinating. Okay, but so how can posture and movement affect the function of the digestive system? Just the basic.
Okay. Right. Well, let's first, since I'm thinking about that, the muscles in the abdomen area, some of your listeners might have heard of or maybe even experienced some conditions in the muscular area that have given them some problems. You know, some people actually have prolapsed organs, can be the uterus, can be other organs, that when that pelvic floor muscle becomes weak, then the organs can start to go south. And then things aren't even in the right place to function properly. So by rebuilding, we've got to move specifically called organs in place where we kind of manually manipulate a little bit to get the organs back up and then strengthen all the muscles around there. So I think you would probably agree that the organs need to be in the proper place to perform the way they're supposed to.
Yeah.
So the musculature.
Like with the colon and stuff, like the large intestine, and it can be prolapsed, absolutely. Yeah.
Right, right. So when things, I mean... Yeah. I wish I had a good analogy for that, but this isn't really even the best thing to say. But, I mean, if you had a puzzle and you tried to put the pieces just anywhere and think it's going to look good or anyone's going to be able to interpret that, it wouldn't work. And that's not the best analogy, like I said. But things need to be in the proper position and the proper place, and they need to have space. Another thing that happens is that many of us are either sitting at a computer doing something where our shoulders are pronated forward, like where our hand is on the mouse or the keyboard, and our shoulders are coming forward. So if you just do that with your body, if you happen to be sitting, you can feel what happens to your abdominal area. It's getting totally crunched. And so all those organs are also getting smashed and smushed, and, you know, digestion really can't take place unless it has the room to do so. So that's just a very simple thing to mention. And as that happens, and why that happens, is because a lot of us don't have a lot of strong muscles down the back of our spine, which is a real big focus with the T-tap movement. We want to have really strong muscles in our core so that we can hold ourselves upright and give the body the chance to do what it was designed to do internally with digestion, circulation, lymphatics, everything. So that's another key factor. And then again, just addressing that fascia when people have had injuries, we don't want things to just start becoming immobilized. We do things to loosen up that fascia and allow people to stand directly and have full range of motion. The T-tap movement is rehabilitative. It's designed to be rehabilitative. It's designed to decrease inflammation with the isometric movement. So the best way maybe to describe that is if you were to have a wet towel in your hands, like a hand towel, and hold it between your two hands. If you were to run your fingers along, like put your thumb and point your finger into a circle and run it down that towel, you're going to get a lot of the liquid drained out. You can think of that as the lymphatic fluid, like I told you, that's between the cells, and it has all of that yuck, toxins and parasites that we want to get out of there. If you hold that towel at both ends and you pull tightly, you're going to squeeze all that lymphatic fluid out, whereas typical isotonic exercise is really just building up the center of the muscle. It's not really doing that squeeze and that squeegee effect to get all that lymphatic fluid out. So that's one aspect of the lymphatic system and the lymphatic movement of T-tap. And another reason why it decreases inflammation is because you're decreasing all the toxins. I feel like I'm getting away from your question, though.
This is really interesting.
Okay, don't mind me veering off. I'm like, what did she ask me? I think I lost it.
You can veer. I'll pull you back in a bit.
Here. Okay. But this is important for digestion. And in regards to the Core Reset program, you know, we're working on asking our uninvited guests to leave, right? And so we need to make sure that they make it all the way out the door. we don't want to say, I'm sorry, but you must get off the couch and leave, and then they walk into the next room, right? And then they make up their home there. We want to make sure we come all the way out the door, right?
Totally.
So we're squeezing them out where they are, but then we have to make sure that they actually circulate and get out the right place, you know, out those detox pathways. And so posture and alignment is key for that. And I guess something we haven't really even discussed, but a lot of people deal with SIBO. Those in your program will understand what that means, where we have a backup from the large intestine to the small intestine, because of the ileocecal valves that's supposed to be keeping those two things separate, but it doesn't. So posture really has a lot to do with that as well, because in your upper lumbar region of L1 there are some nerves that actually control neurological function to that valve. So if you've got incorrect posture and that nerve is being affected negatively, then that could be one reason that you're not able to keep, you know, your digestive system clean and keep the small intestine free of residual bacteria that shouldn't be there.
Thank you.
So
I want to go back to this, because everybody's talking about the vagus nerve, and it's all the interviews, and everyone's talking about the vagus nerve and all the specialists, and mm-hmm. Okay, that's really important for SIBO. It's very important for the motility.
Got it. But what you're saying, and what I completely agree with, is that the nerves that are attached to the spine, including especially the lower spine, can have an impact on the different parts of our digestive system. And some of them have an impact on the colon, and some of them, like what you're saying, the mm-hmm. L1, has an impact on the ileocecal valve and its function. And you also yes. just said that if we're just having crumply posture, that can have an effect mm-hmm. on that, on our spinal alignment in that area, and therefore the nerve connection. Is that kind of what you said?
Yes, that's true. And this might help to explain, there's a lot of health improvements when people do the T-tap movements that really we can't explain. Teresa Tapp cannot explain it. She doesn't understand it. She knows that it can take you out of pain, and some of that might be the alignment. Some of it's the fascia spreading, you know, keeping it the way it should be. Some of it is the detoxification. There's so many health improvements that kind of boggle the mind. Like, why would that be? But some of it, a lot of it, could be that we are strengthening the spine. This is a major, major goal of TTAP, to strengthen that spine, to have balanced muscles on both sides of the body. So we're correcting muscle imbalances so that, you know what, all those nerves that are connected to the spine can do their job to control the organs the way they're supposed to. So in that regard, if you kind of think it through, it makes a lot of sense that you would have effect on every part of your body if you can get your body in alignment. I guess anyone that believes in chiropractics would probably say, of course, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is profound. Okay, but so what is TTAP? Like, what are we going to be doing here? What is TTAP movement?
Well, the good news is that it's holistic. You're going to be improving your health throughout your entire body. The other good news is that you're going to be using multiple muscles, probably 5 to 7 at a minimum, at one time. So you're not going to go to the gym. Actually, you're not going to go to the gym at all. Unless you choose to go to the gym, then you can apply some of the TTAP principles to that. But you don't need to go to the gym, and you don't need any equipment, and you don't need anything, a few feet of space in your own home. And you're going to be getting into a position generally, standing, or there are some floor workouts as well. And you're going to be engaging every muscle at some point in your entire body at the same time. And so we call it muscle activation. What you're doing is it's a brain, body, mind, muscle workout. Your brain is not going to be oblivious to what your body is doing. You're not just going to be listening to music. You're going to be intently focused on what you're doing, because that's how much attention it requires. But the reason for that is that you are actually, by doing that, reconnecting nerves, as I mentioned before, from your brain to your body. You're repairing damage in your body. You are using muscles that you've not used before. Maybe you didn't even know that you had them. And you are creating the structure of health, basically. And there's a specific sequence of the movement so that you're working your muscles from the larger muscles, so that it's kind of tricky. We're tricking the body in one way to use all those large muscle groups so that they can't... Your body always looks for the path of least resistance. Whatever's going to be easiest, that's what you're going to try to do. So we're going to fatigue all those large muscle groups so that you have no way of using them when we tell you to use your core muscles in these movements, if that makes sense. So we're actually healing the body from the inside out through all the body systems. And I guess if I had to compare it to something, you could say, well, you're going to take the best of yoga, Pilates, but that's really not it either. But that's the best I can come up with. You're going to take the best of everything, but it's really not going to look exactly like that either. It's because you have got lymphatic pumping worked in. It's one of those things that you almost have to experience it to understand what I'm talking about.
yeah, I guess we'll have to get you back to at some point, some other day,
yes.
to show us.
That would be great, right? Yeah, that's probably just the best thing to do. But, you know, let me just demonstrate. This is something I can quickly say, and everyone can do this. And this is just a very, very simple demonstration. When we talk about the fascia, let's just say we're sitting at our desk right now, and I'm going to sit and do this well. And you can come kind of to the edge of your chair and get your legs so that they're in a 90-degree angle. Your hips are straight out to your knee. Your ankle is right under your knee. If you push your heels into the floor, if you're doing this, Stephanie, you can give me some feedback. If you just push your heels into the floor, did you feel your whole legs from your hip to your knee tighten? And do you feel from your knee to your ankle tighten right there? If
yeah,
you do, you're activating. What's that?
I also feel what I think is my transverse abdominis.
Oh, you're feeling your transverse abdominis. Okay, good for you. Okay, now keep your heels pressing and push your knees out towards your little toes so that the arches of your feet are not touching and the ball joint behind your big toe is not touching. Now, I'm hoping that you feel quite a bit of action there going on. Like, my legs can start to shake if I really get engaged. You look like you're doing absolutely nothing, but you can do this while you're at work. Now take your right hand. I'm right-handed.
Okay. Yeah.
You can relax. You can go ahead and relax. So we'll not do the upper body and lower body together, but you can see how you can engage a lot of muscles at the same time. But now I'm going to take my right hand, because I'm right-handed, and I'm just going to put it on my mouth here on the computer. And as I do that, I can tell automatically that my right shoulder is starting to come forward. That's what it would naturally do. So I'm going to take my left hand, which is just, if you have a desk top there, my left hand I'm going to place on the desktop straight in front of my left elbow, just kind of sticking out, setting it on the table. I'm going to put pressure on my left hand to lift my ribs up nice and tall, thinking that I'm going to get as much distance as I can from my rib to my hip area. And now I'm going to use my mouth. Wow, can I feel that down my back? My entire back is engaged. Now, if you add the feet, which I'm not going to do, but if you add that feet to that, you've got the lower body, the upper body, everything engaged at one time, and you're getting a workout just sitting at your desk. So learning the tips and tricks of muscle activation can be applied to what I love is functional fitness. TTAP is a series of at-home fitness DVDs that I love getting people started with, started on by giving them personal recommendations of what I feel is best for them and their unique situations. But what I love is education, and when people learn the principles, they can apply them to their everyday life. What do they do every day? How can they become mindful of the movements they're already doing? How can they activate muscles while they're doing that movement to, number one, prevent injuries, number two, balance muscle imbalances, and number three, improve their health? So TTAP is more than just a workout or a system of movement. It's an educational method of helping you understand your body, how it works, how you can employ it to serve you best.
That's awesome. Yeah, I did the upper and lower body there together, and I this is totally not scientific, but I feel like this could make me taller.
It's scientific or not, I've gained a half an inch. I know people that have...
You're small.
Yeah. If you think about it, we're decompressing the spine. And there are spinal decompressions worked in to the workout. Very important. You can improve your health. I'm just going to make up a number here. I'll say 75%. Just by keeping your ribs up tall, a day, and that's no joke. And it sounds so simplistic, but if we understood what we're actually doing to our muscles, to our fascia, to our digestive system, to our spine, when we do that, it would be just a total breakthrough in our mental thinking of posture.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a lot just for people to work on right now, just creating that
it is
while they walk. And
it is. As much space as you can from your rib to your hip. Just be careful. Don't be doing that by pulling your shoulders back. We don't want to increase inflammation anywhere. So this is not, you know, some people think of isometric movement as just squeezing. I think there might even be some workouts out there that are just, I don't know if they're called squeeze, but that's what they do. That is not what we're talking about with TTAP. There's specific principles to learning to activate your muscles, and we don't want to squeeze. Squeezing causes inflammation. We're trying to reduce inflammation. And you'll find that in every TTAP workout, we have a lot of what we call kickouts. There are things that are actually getting rid of the lactic acid that builds up in your body. As you do movements, we want to get rid of it immediately, and that's why we don't have pain, and we don't have inflammation, we don't have toxicity. So whatever the body is doing, we're going to be aware of it, and it's already worked in the workout to take care of it. So.
Mm. That's awesome. Okay, yeah, this is pretty exciting.
Good.
So much
it is
to
exciting.
Break down, so much to still learn. Yeah, yeah.
It is. Right.
So I don't know when I'll be able to have you back, but so if people want to learn more about TTAP, like right away, if it's like, wow, this could really help me, where can they go and what can they do?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the best, and I'm just looking for something here that I think might be helpful for your listener. If there's time and mind, I'm just going to list some areas that people have seen improvement in their health from doing TTAP. Would
yes.
that be okay?
Please.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, I actually compiled, and I'm not going to go through this list, but somewhere I've compiled, I don't know how many lines it is, but if you can imagine a page front and back, just full of reports that people have given at one of the TTAP retreats of all the health improvements that they've had, it was absolutely amazing. These are just a few categories that I've seen to help people understand how it might be helpful. So decreased edema and inflammation. So edema would be a buildup of that lymph fluid. And a lot of times you'll see that in the extremities and the hands and the feet, you know, swelling. Improved digestion, assimilation, and elimination. Improved balance and cognitive function, since it's a brain-body workout. And it also helps to coordinate or integrate, I should say, the left-right brain. And we won't even get into that, but you can probably imagine the health that comes from the body when we integrate our left and right brain together. Mm-hmm. It has increased cardiovascular health and bone density, even though there's no jumping and there's no weights and there's no impact on your joints to harm them. You still increase bone density because of the way we're working the muscles to tug on the bones with the isometric movement. There's movement that is known to and has actually been tested that drops the blood sugar 50 to 70 points, and it takes like just maybe 2 to 5 minutes. Hormone balancing is a big deal. Brighter moods, people report. Efficient tissue detoxification, and that's that whole squeegee effect on the muscles. Strengthen and rehab joints, muscles, and soft tissue, so that we're talking about the fascia as well. Balancing of muscle imbalances. Alleviation of pain. A lot of people, especially back pain, and that's such a intense, I feel for people that are in constant back pain. Core strength and better spinal alignment. And there have been some cases of even really severe scoliosis corrected just with the TTAP movement. Improved organ and gland function, including thyroid, adrenal, and autoimmune patients have had some really good results. Desired inch loss, and I just call that a side effect. So I'm after the health benefits, but that's a really nice side effect. And as I said, their movements are done in your own home without weights or equipment, and the principles can be applied to anyone of any age, and even someone, as you just saw, we were seated. I love this. If someone's sedentary, we can start them wherever they are. We can start them with the seated workout. I could, you know, do this with someone that's in a wheelchair. It's really beneficial for all individuals, and yet, even those that are triathletes will be just as challenged with the movements as someone that is sedentary, because you go to your own personal max. So I love that. You don't have to say, oh, I have to add more weight. I have to do more reps. I have to increase. That's not how it works. As a matter of fact, we say less is more. We're not talking about something that you have to do an hour a day. It can be as little as 15 minutes, or it can be something that you're working into your daily routine that you already do and just learning how to optimize. So this is not an over-exercising program. This is my motto has become, we exercise to live, we don't live to exercise. So that is that. And to get me, probably I'm going to direct people to a page on my website. That the website is www.fitmehealthy, that's fit, F-I-T as in fitness, me, as in little old me, or you, healthy, fitmehealthy.com/, and I'll just give you this one, which is vital, V-I-T-A-L, and it's, or there's a tab at the top of the page that says vital savings, and if you go there, you're going to find a link to various savings offers, but there's also a link there on an ad to what I'm running right now for online fitness. I can see people either in person, obviously, if they're local, or I can do online personal training via Skype. And it is helpful, I think, and my clients have reported to me that when they're getting started to work with a trainer, there's so many nuances to the technique that it's very beneficial to have a trainer's eye and to be really getting you started on the right foot with the principles and with the posture. The T-TEP is something, because it's rehabilitative, it's not your normal stance, how you would stand, because we're strengthening the joints, doing things that might look or feel a little awkward at first, and so you want to be doing those to the best of your ability, and that's where a trainer can help.
Yeah.
But if someone just wants to do the at-home workout only and says, I'll figure it out myself, that's great. And I can offer a questionnaire to people to see what their needs are and to recommend maybe what I feel are the most ideal workouts for them.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Linda.
You are welcome. It's my pleasure.
Yeah. So yeah, thank you, and I hope to do this again sometime. It's really great.
Yes, this is wonderful. I feel like there's such a natural connection between what I do and what you do that it just makes sense that, you know, we can put all this together and present it to people so that they have a full picture of, you know, all the amazing things they can do to improve their digestive health.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye, Linda.
Bye-bye.